You smell like Raven. You wear Raven's nose. You are Raven's slave. Raven answers, his finger, herring eggs, dog fleas, brown bear, rice, rope, his mouth. Raven, garden, quail, you. Raven says, dental, lateral, alveolar, palatal, velar, uvular, glottal. Raven says, labialized, again says, here's looking at chew, kid. Telling lies, Raven spill from his mouth onto the cedar chips. Telling lies, Raven spill from his mouth onto the blankets. My fish, my tree root. Owl, starfish, moon. Raven meets Wolf Woman. Wolf Woman wants to strike a deal. Wolf Woman wants to strike a deal. She shows up sitting off to one side. She finds good shells among the little fat rocks. She leaves no prints in the wet moss. She makes no sound in the pine needles. She is the first one to descend the staircase. Wolf Woman can see it in your eyes, wants to strike a deal. Sees to it there's halibut and abalone, follows your home, knows your name, climbs on your bed. She whistles for eagles, her father's a buffalo. You are surrounded by bears and dark green water, cold as hell. You can only go to the end of the road and back. Time to strike that deal. With the Wolf Woman ceremony, you become Raven in an oily dress coat, funny way of walking, sits like a totem on a pole. Glacier Thunder Maker watches whale's fins arc through the mirror of the dark sky. Wolf Woman grins like a dog. Pearly green northern lights between late dusk and early dawn. The night is full of ducks. Wolf Woman mounts you.
Then after that she was dead, and the next thing I was desperate to be in things.
Back in Roman times, when people died, they had professional mourners come in, which is a totally weird idea. And so, my husband is dead, and there's not enough grief. There's not enough grief in this house to warrant his death. I wish to beef up the grief. Slave, get a message off down to Mourners R Us, will you? Tell them I wish to beef up the grief. Here's 10 denarii for your trouble, and give it straight back, you're a slave. What do you think you're doing? And up become a very smooth guy. Good afternoon, I'm Mr. Marcellus. I am from Mourners R Us. It's just a free sample there, now.
I'll be your mistress, Clitera.
In the vomitorium, recycling her breakfast.
Fletcher me.
Fletcher who?
Get her now.
Huh?
Amscray.
Eat Ray, Senator. How the
eight
ray act they? Keep it limp, Ray.
What a crude and unpleasant slave is he, Ray. Perhaps the Greeks were right to kill their servants and wait upon themselves. Of course, we know their heads were in their stomachs and they had no need to eat. Eat, Nox Vomica. I'm hungry. Dare I eat this scroll? It's sheepskin after all. Ah, but does contain a plot most distasteful to the Emperor.
Oh, God. No, let us pox domine.
Yes, and a pox upon your house too, virtuous vagina clitora, famous wife of Mucus Bruto. Can we talk?
Barely, with all these slaves underfoot.
Were we deep in Greece, we'd eat them.
Prolongus, you're up with the cock.
Yes, I rose early.
Have you come to tryst again like we did last summer?
Gods, no. My head is in another place. And where's this household's head?
As always, down the hall, to the right, still in bed.
Still in bed? When all of Roaming's in the streets to celebrate the Emperor's pre-victory parade and Bruto's yet abed?
Yet abed?
Yucca puck.
But not yet asleep.
Ah.
Oh, Prolongus, he had a frightful night. He babbled like an open book, would tell a vision, then fall into his dreams again, back and forth, sweating like a Trojan. He slept the night away.
I'll be a horse's ass. What did he say?
I don't know if I should tell you.
Oh, come, come, vagina, be open with me.
Take it from the horse's mouth, dear partner.
Oh, Bruto.
For here I stand, stuffed like an anchovy with last night's capers.
Pimentos of the future?
I can't believe I dreamt the whole thing.
Your images make my mouth action for water. Let's eat.
Plethora, urethra, diarrhea. Run to the kitchen. Let the food flow.
Are we alone?
No, I'm here.
Quick then, for time may spoil the meat of our plot. Tell me the omen in your entrails.
I cannot, though it sits on my stomach like a vulture.
Then pluck it, and with the feather I'll tickle your throat and you can throw it up to me.
I shall.
Oh, you shall? Well, I'll just stand over here and proceed.
I dreamt of Kali Yuga.
You dreamt of the Emperor? It must have been a nightmare.
Nay, more a night game.
What?
Torches, illuminating a field of play. It was La Colosseum.
Who was fighting?
The senators and the angels.
Ah, just like now. And with our lions and Christians, too.
No, but a spectator said that the tigers had slaughtered the pirates there a week ago.
Ah, but Mucus, what of the Emperor?
He stood in the center of the field and supervised the raising of their standards while a female Nubian slave sang some foreign song of conquest, and everyone stood and held his hand over his purse. Then they all sat down. Save the Emperor.
Save the Emperor? Hardly a good omen.
Then, amidst the very furor of the action, he stopped the games.
What?
Picked out a senator, raised his thumb high, and ejected him.
That's monstrous. And the people, of course, revolted.
No. No, they roared and showered him with the glittering tin bodies of their household gods. Some of them I recognized. Olympia. Old Bohemia. But Burgermeister? Der Pepper?
That a jerk with a thumb should have such power.
Yet there was a hopeful sign.
And that?
The crowd did not cry as here in roaming, long live the Emperor, but rather, kill him.
Kill him?
Master Bruno! Master Bruno! The Emperor's parade is passing!
It was an AIDS benefit, and no one, but no one knew who Eddie Izzard was. And he came on and did 3 minutes of, you know, the very famous, as it is now, Wolves sketch.
And I was brought up after that by wolves, actually. Well, you know, they were out yachting one day, and it was great, it was wonderful. You know, it was great being brought up by wolves as a kid, it was wonderful. They gave me a name, you know. They called me Ur.
The darkening of the light. In the darkening of the light is the mountain and deliverance. The haze of orange light filling up behind its shadow, repeated, to mark the moment of the sunset by lighting the fire, by keeping still, repeated returns. He veils his light, yet still shines. At the beginning, the sun flies like a white pheasant into the shadows and seems lost. In this way, we learn to be modest, Librian, successful. There is no saying goodbye, dear friends, for you will talk about me when I've gone. What furthers is to keep going. But I am wounded in the second line, wounded in the line of duty, in my thigh, and I cannot keep going, for this is the heart of the wound, and I am limping away from where the darkness hangs inside the gates, where the flies buzz in the heat. No, there is nothing that would further escape. The storm breaks and blows across the city, rain and shadows slanting in the sun. A quick change, no waiting. If you've got something to do, do it. If not, forget it. On the cusp of the equinox, a light rain over the dry fields where we are hunting. One kills three foxes and receives a yellow arrow. The hawk falls dead at 100 yards, and everything does seem to further for the moment. Keep moving, ahead of the danger. He who acts is free.
I woke up to find the dream still with me. I remember that I came across an anesthetized wolf in a canvas bag. I was wary of him. I carefully dragged him to the staircase in the hall and threw him quickly over the side. I heard the thunk of his body. I had tried to make him land on his head, but failed. In closing the door, I discovered that the door was a... I discovered that I was in a movie set. In a set, anyway. The Merv Griffith Show was on. Almost like a telethon. On the air for 24 hours so people could be safe together. Because the wolves outside, hungry because the winter had been so severe. Starving, actually. because the hungry wolves were outside, and I couldn't close the doors against them because it was a movie set. So I woke up.
And they did all, they taught me all the stuff, you know, hunting, fishing, backgammon, all of that stuff. And wolves are natural at fishing, you know, they wait by fast-flowing rivers, you know. And then when a big fish comes along just at the right moment, they reel it in, reel it in. Land it, you know, cook it gas mark four with a bit of herb. And we were wolves, we were young, we were crazy. We'd make love with the moonlight, you know. Well, they would. I'd watch and say, no, I'm a fool, thank you.
Everyone was turning around and going, who's that guy? Who's the Izzard guy?
Catch you later.
So no one had really heard of him. And he just absolutely took the place apart.
Well, to be honest, we were, you know, 19 wolves and me, and I was trying to blend in going, woof, woof. And these bears would stand there and say, oh, what's that? I go, hi, I'm a wolf. Catch you later. And we'd be chasing these things. They turned out to be antelopes, that was great. And, because we eat them. And it was great, we were chasing them. And after about 20 minutes, they put on a real lead. And so we had a discussion and agreed to move our legs as well. That really helped. So whoosh, off they were. And I couldn't keep up with them. Yeah, two legs, you know. So I took to driving a small red car.
Hiya, friends, Ralph Sports Partner, Sports Partner Motors. The world's largest used, nude, and nude lewd automobile dealership, Ralph Sportsbook Motors, here in the city of emphysema. Let's just take a look at the extras on this totally used automobile. Wire wheel spoke fenders, two-way sneeze-through wind vent, star-studded mudguards, sponge-coated edible steering column, chrome fender dents, and factory air-conditioned air from our fully factory-equipped factory. It's a beautiful car, friends, with doors to match. Purchase Blacklist says that this car was carjacked, but for you, friends, the complete price, only $25,500 in easy monthly payments of $25 a week, twice a week, and never on Sunday. So come on down. Here it is.
Hey, I'm down, Ralph. I'm down.
Well,
hey,
I say, Phil.
What's...
How are you there, Boyle?
Hey, listen, I'll take it.
You will? Oh, that's fine. What's your story? What can we do you for?
Well, the DEA auctioned off my 10-speed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the spotted owls are living in my apartment.
Oh, my goodness.
And I need a car I can sleep in.
Oh, no problemo. We got just the house on wheels for you. Come on up here and take a look at it. Here, Pedro, get out of the way for me. Look at this, will you? Well, well, you're going to have to squat. We had the seat removed. This, my friend, is a 72 High Noble Winnebago Simulator.
Wow. A High Noble Mobile.
That's right.
Ooh.
It's a beautiful, beautiful machine, don't you see? And it's been completely rebondoed with what's left of your mind in mind.
Oh,
well, look, here, for instance, is a climate control with a Nick Danger ozone indicator. Right there.
It's not working.
Then there's no danger. You got hi-fi, you got lo-fi, you got high-8, you got low-8, you got stereo, you got mono.
Hey, I had mono in high school.
Well, you got it again. You got everything that you'll need for a hands-on high-res ride down that super data highway.
Hey, you take credit, Ralph?
I take credit for everything. Just slip your car in the ignition and happy motoring back on the freeway, which is already in progress.
It was great, you know, it was the same mind position and everything, you know. And it was a hatchback, it was roomy. So I said, guys, get in the back.
Ironical thing about Hysteria 3 was that it was being run by Stephen Fry, and Hugh Laurie was in it with Stephen Fry, who were part of that Footlights group that won the Perrier 10 years before. 10 years! Well, I've been out in the wilderness, living off pine cones.
It's very, very hard to work off